This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish up, for the time being, in the Psalter with the rest of Psalm 106, do a quick swing into the New Testament with 3 John, and then back to Proverbs. Gather us, fellow workers for the truth, the righteous is delivered, a man of understanding remains silent, and the desire of the righteous. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
A reading from Romans chapter 12. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, and whose sin is put away.
He was sinner, was condemned. He was sinner, was sins of evil.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was sinner, was condemned. He was sinner for the sins of people.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you chose a favorite actor, who would it be? Maybe you would choose a tough, macho man like Clint Eastwood, holding a gun saying, "Go ahead, make my day." Or perhaps you prefer more comedic actors, somebody like Chris Farley or Adam Sandler. There are numerous actors we could enjoy, and many serve a wide range of roles. This is why I like, in particular, the actor Michael Keaton. I like him because he plays such a wide range of roles. He played the comedic dad in the movie Mr. Mom, and he was also the hero in Superman. Yet he was also the evil villain in the movie Pacific Heights. He could wear several different masks. Our lives as Christians, however, is not an act. They must not be phony. Rather, our lives must be a genuine reflection of God's love to us in Christ. And St. Paul spells it out to us in the text right before today's text when he says, "Love must be genuine." Or better translated, love must be unhypocritical, unmasked. If I act like someone I am not, there's a huge problem. If someone curses me or persecutes me and I react similarly, how is that different than the world? If I fail to rejoice with those who rejoice, or fail to weep with those who weep, how am I identifying with them? How genuine is my love? Our problem is that we are so inclined to love ourselves, that we become like our first father and mother, Adam and Eve, who actually masked themselves, putting fig leaves on their bodies. Yet God unmasked them, and God found them, but then forgave them, placing upon them a new covering. There's a dramatic difference between acting than being who you really are. And when St. Paul begins this whole instruction on Christian living in chapter 12, he starts it all with just a few words. And don't miss these words. In view of God's mercy, live peaceably with all. None of what Paul asks us to do is outside of what God has already done for us through his Son, Jesus Christ, who was sacrificed on the cross. All of St. Paul's imperatives are rooted in one place at the beginning of that chapter. In view of God's mercy. So St. Paul says, wherever we move or live or have our being, we must always, in a sense, turn the other cheek. Instead of being the conceited self-lover I want to be, or not a team player, I must never repay evil for evil. Because Jesus Christ himself never embodied that. Jesus Christ only served the will of his Father and you and me. Jesus is the one who brought salt and light into this world. And in doing so, he unmasked all the lies of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Instead of caring for the poor or the widows or even their parents, they neglected their needs. And they hated Jesus' words. And they persecuted him. And they crucified him. But Jesus never hated them. He genuinely loved them. As we fix our eyes on Jesus this Lent and examine his perfect love and his bloody sacrifice on the cross, remember the one who was never masked. Jesus died shamefully. Jesus died naked. On a cross for all our sins. And since our Lord and Jesus endured all these things on the cross for us, there is no need for us to wear a mask before others. In holy baptism, you are blood-bought, washed, and redeemed to transparently be what God has called us to be. The body of Christ in this world. And this is why we die again to ourselves today, to be raised again by the power of Christ's resurrection. And yes, we will often look naive to this world. Some will say we are even foolish. But remember, we are like Nathanael, who Jesus praised. Here is a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit. This is why St. Paul says, bless those who persecute you. Do not overcome evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. We are the ones who bear his cross into the world because Jesus bore it for us as well. And this is why we sing, I leave all things to God's direction, for he loves me in wealth or woe. His will is good and sure his affection. His tender love is true, I know. My fortress and my rock is he. What pleases God, that pleases me. Hating evil and doing what is good is our daily baptismal prayer. We are not conformed to this world, but rather we have been transformed by Christ and the power of his resurrection. So as you pass the mirror of the water in the baptismal font today, remember to always return to it. For there the old, conceited, prideful Adam in us, by daily contrition and repentance, is drowned to die with all sins and evil desires so that a new man may daily emerge to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. May the Holy Spirit continue to do this excellent work in us until the day when all things are complete through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We rise.
Thank you.
In our prayers, we give thanks to God for the birth of daughters Naomi Cassandra to seminarian David and Sarah Kruger, and Delilah Ruth to Vicar Jonah and Ariana Clausen. We also remember Jackie Peterson and her family as they mourn her brother Paul, who died last Saturday. O Lord, hear my prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you sent your own Son into this world as the child of Mary. We thank you for the life of these children, Naomi Cassandra and Delilah Ruth, entrusted to our care. Bring them to the saving waters of holy baptism and grant to them that precious inheritance awaiting them in your eternal kingdom, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, receive our humble thanks for all your mercies granted to our brother Paul during this earthly life, especially for calling him by the gospel and sustaining him in the true faith until his departure. Comfort those who mourn his death with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a happy reunion in heaven. Help us to remember that we are mortal, that we may ever prepare ourselves to fall asleep in faith and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.